Hey guys, if you want to come with us.
Inside the hallways of People Incorporated at the Tonawanda location on Delaware Avenue, it was buzzing with activity and enthusiasm. You could feel the energy from eager young adults attending job and skill training programs. Marley Becker is program director at the site.
These services overall are just integral to individuals with disabilities to really gain and promote independence in their future and in the community.
A variety of day services are provided to those with intellectual disabilities. Some clients have mild to moderate autism and Down syndrome, others with learning disabilities. It is at this facility where they are receiving critical training.
Our goal is to get everybody into the community and to really promote independence and to also get an idea of work experience. And the individuals come in on a daily basis, and we go to the internships. They're provided with that real work experience, socialization aspect, and then what we hope is that from there they move on to supported employment.
Hands-on job training is provided within this center. Jonathan Caldwell is a client who has been learning to fill vending machines with snacks and beverages. He says he likes his current work, but really is aiming to become a future chef.
Well, I'll go every Monday. It's my cooking class that will be in Lackawanna. Been there for, this is my second time I've been there. Someday I want to be a chef. That's my interest, is I love to work in the restaurant someday.
The majority of these individuals do want to continue on a career path. The goal of these programs is to promote and foster personal independence, responsibility, socialization, and personal growth.
As we moved through the center, we talked with clients enrolled in community active people programs called CAP. That's where Emily Reinhardt learned some important life skills to gain her independence.
I get help with money skills, working on banking, and using a check registry so I can do that by myself someday. I do different internships, and I also have a job coach.
How is it helping you? Do you feel more confident now? Have you learned a lot?
Yes.
Reinhardt's goal is to learn to work at a daycare center. Also enrolled in the CAP program is Fred Barber. He participates in a number of internships. Barber's goal is to someday work as an employee at People to help others, just as he has received help from this organization.
Well, you know, all the different internships we've been doing really helping me for the real world. And
Where did you intern?
At Sisters Hospital, that's where I go. Parent Network, UCC, that's a church in Buffalo, we clean and all that stuff. The Fire Hall, the Hope Center, which is up there.
What would you do if you didn't have this?
I would be pretty lost. Yeah, because, you know, this has helped me a lot, and I'd just be home doing nothing, and I don't really like that.
And preventing these young adults from becoming homebound is one of the largest problems for families of intellectually challenged. Preserving these adult day programs has been the mission of Kathy Bunce.
We're all bracing ourselves. It's been a tough year, 2 years of changes that have happened at the state in terms of funding.
Bunce's 18-year-old daughter, Samantha, has been with People for many years. She attends the Northtown Respite Program. Bunce serves on the Dawney Family Committee Program.
We have not seen an environment like this ever in my, you know, 18 years in this world of services to people with disabilities. I've never seen the funding as difficult to obtain.
There are too many families with children aging out of programs, waiting for new help. While Bunce applauds some of the past work on the state level by lawmakers to support programs, she tells WBFO News there remains a logjam to open the gate at the ground level and serve those in need. Rhonda Frederick is Chief Operating Officer at People.
The federal government is changing things. The state is changing things. We're just hoping that the last 3 years of budget cuts, huge budget cuts that we've seen, are done, and we can stabilize a little bit, look to the new service models that are being offered out there, figuring out how we can reduce our wait lists. I think, as Kathy said, that's you know, as an agency and all agencies in Western New York, that's our biggest issue that we work with now.
Last year, funding for disability system-wide lost close to $400 million. People suffered a 10 to 12% cut, just as business expenses were on the rise. Perhaps most powerful was this message to the governor from program client Fred Barber.
That they should keep on continuing.
Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.